Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root for Intersection Live. Today I'm here with CCH President Mike Sabatis. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, just to get started, why don't you tell our audience, just give us a brief background and kind of a current bio of what you're doing.
Sure. Well, right now I'm the president of CCH US, which covers a broad degree of our information products, our software products, and our services. You know, Darren, I've got a degree in accounting, and I've always had a strong background in tied to technology. I've also focused a lot on workflow and process improvement. And, you know, this is what I apply to running CCH today. And I really apply that to how we build our products and really to the profession. And so one of the things we did a few years ago that I led was our really customer-focused and our innovation and our agile development initiatives, which we're deploying today, which really what's a big part of CCH as we go forward.
Fantastic. One of the questions I'd like to pose to you today is why accounting and tax professionals today ought to be paying attention to CCH?
I think it's a great question, and I think I can answer it pretty short. You know, one, it's because we pay attention to the accounting profession. Not only CPAs in public practice, but we look at CPAs in private, corporations, and really across anywhere they may touch. If you look at it, what we try to do as an organization, and I talked about customer focus just a moment ago, is we really try to understand how customers work, what they do, not just within our products and services, but really how they get work done. So we've got a couple formal processes we use. One is contextual design, and it's really a formal process designed to work with you in your work environment and actually take notes and understand how you use all the tools you use today. So not only CCH tools, but if you're using Microsoft tools or other practice management tools to run your practice, we would get a better understanding. What that does for us, Darren, is it enables us to see the gaps of technology opportunities so we can build new product and services to fill them or enhance our existing products. A couple other things we do is we have a huge user conference that's become a great success, and it's really a place to be, and we spend a lot of time with customers there. I put about 150 of my product development staff at that conference to meet one-on-one with customers. We do a lot of surveys, and then, you know, from a personal level, I probably meet with somewhere between 35 to 45 firms a year one-on-one, so I get a good feel for what they're doing as well.
Well, you know, Mike, you know, I'm a practicing CPA, right?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how important that is to me to look at a company and see a company that's doing the interviews, that's trying to understand what we do, what we go through day in and day out, and trying to fill those gaps. Because at the end of the day, that's how I make more money and have a better work-life balance.
Yes,
by using that technology in that fashion. So I greatly appreciate it. And, you know, you and I had the opportunity a couple of months ago to get together and to talk a little bit. And one of the things I was so impressed with was the way that you guys go about this method of trying to understand your customer and what their needs are. And then take that and create workflow and software to solve those problems.
Yeah, it's really a passion in the business. And if you talk to the employees here, one of the things they'll always talk about is focus of the customer. In fact, if you ask them any question, and I've heard it time and time again, when we talk about a new product, their question back is, what do you think the customer would like? How do you think the customer would be using something like this? So it's become part of our DNA, and it's really exciting for somebody in my shoes.
As I look at CCH, you guys have a pretty wide swath, too. I mean, you know, you guys go to the really large firms,
but now,
I mean, you also have the capability of going down to the very small firms and covering a very wide swath with multiple product lines. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know, we go from the largest accounting firm and some of the largest corporations in the world all the way down to a sole practitioner. when you look at our product breadth and width. And so when we look at customers, we don't look at them from one dimension. We actually have an entire segment management team that really looks at all of the subsegments within the particular areas we service. So in the CPA market, we certainly look at the Big Four. We look at the next 15 down from that. We look at the top 100, and we move all the way through the entire profession, like I said, all the way down to the sole practitioner. And while you could take something like income tax as an example, everybody needs to produce income tax. The way you operate in a national accounting firm versus the way you operate as a sole practitioner, you still get the same result, but your processes are a little different. And certainly, your investment needs are a little bit different. So we try to look at it across that whole continuum to make sure we're making the right investments for the right people at the right time.
You know, I know you mentioned your users conference, and that's, are you on, what, your third or fourth year now?
This is going to be our fourth annual conference.
And it's already reaching legendary status from what I understand. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we think it. You know, our feedback is great. And, you know, if you've attended the conference, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's an experience, and when we look at it, you know, we look at it as, you know, in a couple different ways. One, we want to form a sense of community. Two, we look at it as a learning and sharing environment. And three, we look at it as an opportunity to network. And it doesn't, regardless of where you come from, if you happen to be a customer or whether you're an employee or whether you're one of the vendors that we may invite, you're part of our community. And that's how we look at it. And what we've gotten from that is a lot of great feedback because the networking opportunities are enormous there. And
that's great.
A great way for people to learn.
Fantastic. I'd like to kind of pivot a second and just talk about some products and services. I know you guys have a lot going on. Tell me about where you guys are at with everything.
Sure. Well, a couple of things. One, you know, we've got more products in the top 100 than anybody that I know in this market, and, you know, that's evidenced year in and year out. You know, we focus on a couple core products, if you will, and, you know, one is our income tax product, and underneath that income tax, we've got things like fixed asset and our scan product, our auto flow that automatically populates the return, and our outsourcing. And we have document management, which is, you know, actually, it's a huge emerging opportunity in the CPA space and the corporate space, for that matter. So that's another area. A third is engagement, which really works on audits, compilations, and reviews. Then we've got practice management, so not only time and billing, but workflow management and project management. And so that's one big part of our software team. When we look within our publishing organization, we've got a number of information products. Most people would know us traditionally for our tax research, which is Tax Research Network, or our accounting research manager. But I'm really excited to say we're just announcing, effective April 1st, our new platform, which is called IntelliConnect. And it really revolutionizes the way tax research and accounting research is done in today's industry. You know, again, it came from thousands of interviews and hours with customers understanding how they're doing research, not just tax research, but any kind of research they do. We watched them work with Google. We watched them work with Amazon. We watched them work in a number of different internet applications. And the one thing we saw all the time is that, you know, it needed to be easy and intuitive. So when you take a review of IntelliConnect, the one thing you're going to see is it really flips professional tax and accounting research totally upside down, makes it very, very easy for anybody, whether you're the most detailed, thorough researcher in a particular firm, or whether you're a novice just starting out, or whether you're just looking for a quick answer. IntelliConnect totally changes the way research is done in this industry, and there's nothing like it in the market.
Well, as you know, when we were together a couple months ago, I had the opportunity to sort of look at a beta of IntelliConnect, and I think you're right on with what you're saying. It's a totally different paradigm. And me, that being, I'm not the best researcher, but I do a lot of research, and it seems to think the way that I think, and I was really impressed with that. So I'm very excited about that product launch.
Yeah, when you say different paradigm, it's an interesting concept. It's a different paradigm in the way research has always been done in the professional market. It's not a different paradigm when you look at how people use the internet today. It's exactly how they're using it today. If you were to go into Amazon or Google and you were to perform a search, it would be intuitive, it would be easy, it would be relevant, and really that's how we designed IntelliConnect with common tools, great search engines, and the ability to do things like you work every day.
I couldn't agree more with you on that. Yeah, the paradigm shift for me was the traditional way that I had always done research, even back in my Deloitte days,
Yeah.
to the way I actually like to do research on Google and other places today. So yeah, great switch there.
Thanks.
What else has happened? Anything new?
Yeah, and the within our software organization, we've got a lot of initiatives. You know, we've put really a significant amount of investment as we did this contextual design and tried to understand how people work differently and better. We looked at how do we invest in our products and services. And, you know, in a market and an economy like we're in today, many companies tend to pull back and stop investment. Well, I can tell you that we're at record levels of investment, not only today, but in the last few years. And one area is our next generation platform for software. And basically, what that says is for all of the pro system software that we offer, we're beginning a process to put a platform together. That really revolves around a common client data set. Products like our income tax and our document management and practice management, you'll see versions of those next gen launching beginning in October of this year. And really, it changes the way that we operate there. Again, it's an open database. It's got interoperability with other products and services. It's a services type of platform which enables companies to build products on top of that, and a lot of our customers do that already. When you talk to some of the CPA firms or corporations, they use the data that we have within the income tax or within the in the financial statements to actually build other tools that they need to work with their clients. And so what this enables you to do is to have a platform that makes it much easier to do that. The other thing is the integration opportunities are huge with this. Now, big part of the industry right now, if you look outside of just the pure CPA industry, but if you look at where corporate America is going, is software as a service has taken on a life of its own. Now, we already offer seven different products in that software as a service environment. What the next generation software does for us is it enables us to offer even more products in that environment. So you'll see a deeper integration with our income tax products that are already there, our document management products that are already there, and then we'll be launching a practice management product that's a software as a service. So Darren, what that means to you as a customer is you don't have to worry about all of the technology issues in implementation and support that many firms are burdened with right now. So again, whether you're the largest accounting firm or corporation in the world, or whether you're a sole practitioner, IT is a business challenge for you.
I got. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Well, our products answer not only the need of getting the best product, but also the ease of how you can implement it and support it day to day without all the cost for infrastructure.
I'm a huge fan of software as a service, and I think you guys are heading in a great direction as it relates to that. I mean, just as the challenges of managing and running a small accounting firm or any accounting firm today,
Sure.
If you can outsource that component and have access anytime, anywhere, and have the security that you guys can provide, I just think it's a win-win.
Yeah, when we talked to customers, what I found was interesting, and actually I talked to a couple of the smaller practitioners, and I asked them what some of their business challenges were. And different than some of the larger firms, they said keeping up with technology and implementing technology was a challenge. And most of them had somebody on the outside that they paid to help keep their systems up to date. And they really didn't know a lot about it. And so I think it's a natural fit to come in and say, you know what, we're a technology company. We happen to be in the tax and accounting arena. You know, we know this stuff. It's what we do every day. It's how we run our company. And I think, arguably, we may be able to handle the technology pieces better than most CPA firms could handle them.
Well, I don't doubt that. You know, having the ability to work anytime, anywhere, and have access to to all my data is hugely important to me.
Yeah.
And this solves that problem. And then not worrying about my backups. So like I said, I'm a huge proponent of that. I don't know if we mentioned it before. Release date on IntelliConnect, did we say what that was?
I mentioned it, but it's actually April 1st, so just a couple days from the recording of this.
Very exciting. So you guys have what looks like a big year. You've got an IntelliConnect launching April 1st. You've got this other stuff, these other new products launching in October. So you guys look like you got an exciting year coming up.
It's been an exciting couple of years getting here, and I'm really looking forward to it. I would say to anybody, if you haven't seen IntelliConnect, you've got to take a view of it. It's so revolutionary in this market, and I promise that it'll be a much easier way of doing research than you've ever had before. So yeah, it is a big year for us. But I would stand on this. You know, I do a rolling 3-year business plan, and I can tell you we've got plenty of more investment in the future. We're certainly not standing pat on these releases. So we've got a lot of enhancements. We've got some new products coming out a little later this year. We'll talk to you about, if you come to the user conference, you'll hear a little more about our knowledge management systems, which will be new in this space. We're doing a lot in the sales and use tax area as far as software. So there's a lot of new things that are still coming out from CCH. Plus, you know, we're still focused on the support of the customer. We're doing a lot of things internally. We opened up our knowledge base this year, which is much deeper into the online type of support. So if you have a question, you can dig into our knowledge base. We're focused on process improvement around how we support our customers, broadening that scope as well. So it's not just product and service that we offer or that we're working on. It's really how to make us a more effective and efficient company so you get a better user experience.
Well, Mike, we're out of time. I got to say, you're a busy guy. You have a lot going on. So I really appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning to update me and our audience on what's going on with CCH.
All right.
So that's it for today.
All right.
Thanks.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.